Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday, because it's always about the food. But yeah, we're going to go to the phones right now. So I'm doing a section of home fries, right? I'm telling you about stories that I think are important to where you are, right here in our own backyard, so to speak. Things that are happening in and around and amongst us, like I always say. But somebody who's in the thick of it right now on a story that, go figure, it's controversial, but libraries, is my friend Amy Minton. And Amy Minton, by the way, is from Rainbow City. She's been a member of the Etowah County Republican Party's leadership for a number of years. She is now also currently running for Alabama State Senate for my old district, actually, my old district being District 10. But she's also a member of the Alabama Public Library Service Board. And they're in the middle of some stuff right now. So let me quit talking and bring her on. Amy Minton, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, and thanks for what you're doing, my friend. Did you ever have any idea when you got appointed to the library board how controversial it was going to be?
No, I did not. And I will start off, before we get in any discussion, I always like to start off any talk I have by saying, I firmly believe John 3:16-17.
There you go.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but will have eternal life. And then I love verse 17. It says, for God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I like to say that because anytime I talk about library books or any issues, the transgender, gender, ideology, I always like to say, I am not trying to point a finger at anyone. God loves us all. And so I just wanted to get that out there at the very beginning. No matter what we've done or where we've
That's
been,
good.
God will forgive us.
That's good. And I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate that very much. I'll tell you, too, I was on one of my recent CNN gigs, and I was talking with a guy named Van Latham, who I've been on with several times. He's an avowed liberal.
Yes.
But in our course of our conversation, Van said something like, basically insinuating that if God is love, then how is it that people can say that that's wrong and that's wrong? And I said, you're trying to equate the idea of love as having no accountability. And I love my
exactly.
kids growing up, but I still had to tell them when they shouldn't do something or why to stay away from that thing because it's harmful. And, love
yes.
means pointing out things and then holding people accountable sometimes. And you can do that in love.
Yes, yes. And, it comes down to really, I firmly believe the Bible exactly what it says. In Genesis 1:27 says that God made male and female. He didn't say he made a Z or a Zer or a they or a them. It says male and female.
Yep.
So again, I go back to the Bible and I firmly believe that.
Well, somebody who apparently doesn't love you very much is Brian Lyman from the Alabama Reflector, who said that you're one of the belligerent cranks who's wasting library times worrying about books.
Yes, I've heard that a lot. And I really have heard that a lot. And I would always invite anybody that wants to talk to me one-on-one or personally. I would be glad to talk to anyone because, like I said, any person that is confused about who they are, whether it be body image as far as the shape of their body, the size of their body, or gender dysphoria, I have great compassion for them. And as a matter of fact, I worked for 4 years at UAB on the psychiatric ward with people with eating disorders and issues such as that. Mental health disorders. And so this is not at all about pointing a finger saying, I think one person is bad and I hate them. It is exactly the opposite.
And I think we all know that. I think we all know that, but I don't want to run out of time talking about why we're not hating people. Let's talk about what it is y'all are trying to do. What is it the library board is having to deal with right now? I know it's to do with clarifying language and there's also something to do with Fairhope's library. So where are we right now?
Yes. Okay. So last year, we passed the sexually explicit definitions,
right.
And we said, because sexually explicit topics are very sensitive to children, and parents should be in charge of when they want their children to see much of this material. Now, some of this material is very graphic as far as the books that were in our children's section and still are in a few of the public library sections that show how to use sex toys, how to perform certain sex acts. And we just felt like that parents need to be in charge of when they want their children to be exposed to these topics.
Yeah.
So as far as sexually explicit, we said move them to the adult section. Now, what a lot of people want to say is, oh, these topics, for example, rape, a child needs to see that. A 14, 17-year-old needs to read about that. Well, I would argue that there are books that discuss rape that also don't have 5 pages describing the graphic detail of the sex acts performed on them.
Yes, exactly.
And so
right.
that's the issue. Yes, that's the issue.
Well,
now, what...
Did the language, the language, I mean, I know that some of the libraries have tried to say, well, it's unclear. We don't know what you mean. What exactly is, you know, sexually explicit? And so you guys are trying to define that even further now, right?
Yes, yes. In Alabama Code 13A-190, Alabama Code 13A-200 has a lot of clear wording as far as what is sexually explicit. But we went further just to help clarify, because so many of the libraries were saying, what do you mean by that? So we sent out a list of sexually explicit terms, and John Wall, the chairman of the Republican Party, sent it out to every library, so there should be no confusion.
There you go.
And they want to say, you know, is this book okay when it talks about graphically about masturbation or about sex acts? And we're like, you know, is the word on this list? If it is, move it to the adult section. So that is what we decided last year. Now is a different topic, and we are currently in the public comment period until 4:30 today. And so that's why I appreciate you letting me come on the show today, because if anyone wants to speak at the public hearing, which is scheduled for October the 21st, if anyone wants to write in and have a public comment, they have to do that by 4:30 today.
Okay.
So they could call APLS, they could send an email into vcar@apls.state.al.us, which is basically the APLS email address, or they can go on the link that you all sent out today, cleanupalabama.org, and sign electronically, as long as they do it before 4:30 today.
So let me refresh a little bit of that real quick, Amy. So you did provide us that link, and JP sent out our daily newsletter earlier that goes out to thousands of our Right Side Ruffians, and they all got, so anybody who got our daily email blast, you should have a link now if you want to sign up or be a part of this discussion on what is sexually explicit and or not, and provide your own public comment. So that link did go out through our newsletter.
Okay. And also, if they don't get the newsletter, they can just go to cleanupalabama.org and they can assign electronically. They just have to do it before 4:30 today is the only thing.
Okay.
The difference in the sexually explicit terms that we sent out last time, and the reason we're having another public hearing, is because this is specific to gender ideology. The reason a lot of them were calling out me and saying they hated me was because I actually wrote the proposal. And what it has to do with is now we have the What is a Woman Act. It recognizes only two sexes,
That's
male
right.
and female, as objective and fixed, clinically verified at birth, based on reproductive anatomy. So why in the world do we need tax dollars paying for books that tell children that they can change their sex? If they don't like who they were born, if they were born Jack, they can change to Jackie. If they were Melissa, they can change to George. And give you an example, in Jefferson County, if you go to their card catalog, you will see 890 books on gender ideology and transgenderism
wow.
that was paid for by our tax dollars. And that's just Jefferson County alone. So that's, you know, that's one of the issues. The other thing is we have the Alabama Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Like, why do we want books that are telling them they can have surgeries and change their gender when it is against Alabama state law?
That's right.
There's a book called Parts and Hearts in the second grade or in the children's section at Fairhope right now. And it tells children, it has little graphic pictures of little kids, and it's saying if you don't like the way you were born, you can go to the doctor, take medicine, have surgery, and then you'll be happy. And so it's just pushing a false narrative and just teaching children. It reminds me of the lobotomies of the 60s when they thought the idea was to cut off people's brains that had schizophrenia. Well, now we go, my goodness, that was terrible. Well, this is my fear with so much of this transgender and gender ideology that's being pushed on our children. It's a false narrative. It does not bring happiness and satisfaction until you're happy on the inside.
Well, and I've said several times on this show, the only gender affirming they need is to be affirmed in how they were made, how they were born. If you want to affirm a child, tell them that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and don't tell them they're broken from the day they're born and they have to get fixed.
Exactly.
All right, real quick, I want to before we run to a break here. By the way, can you hang on during a break? Because I still want to talk to you about some other stuff too.
Yes.
Before we go to the break, I want to ask this. You mentioned Fairhope. Fairhope appears to be the center of gravity for resistance to all the changes y'all are bringing. So what is it? What's the deal with Fairhope? With about 45 seconds here, what's going on there?
So we are not banning books. We're not burning books. We have given clear direction. If you want funding from the state of Alabama, we've given clear definitions. If books contain the topics of sexually explicit material that we gave clear wording on, then we will not fund those libraries. So they have the list, and yet they still choose to keep some of these books in their children and young adult section. And so we paused their funding and gave them time to look at these books and hopefully move them all to the adult section. As of the last meeting, they still had about six that the parents had requested be moved that are still that they decided, again, to keep in the children's section, that have graphic pictures of sex acts, how to use sex toys and such as that.
What's their justification, Amy? I mean, when they look at this, what is their justification for saying we feel comfortable leaving this in the kids section? I mean, how do they explain it away?
They say that it does not cause sexual excitement by obscenity, the definition of obscenity. But the fact is, our definitions don't just say obscenity. It also says sexually explicit. So they're just looking at one part of the code.
Yeah.
And they have to look at all of it. And so, again, we're not trying to ban these books. We're just saying move it to the adult section so a parent can decide when they want their child to see.
Well, Fairhope is
to put the parent in charge.
That's exactly right. And Fairhope's a beautiful town, but there's a cancer down there too. All right, my friend, hang on. We got to take a break. It's mandatory, so we'll take that break. Come right back. I want to talk to you about your running for my old Senate seat. I want to hear about your campaign in a minute. All right, hang on. We're on the line with Amy Minton, who is like duking it out with wokeness on our state library board and running for the state Senate also. Y'all stay tuned. More with that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades, y'all. That's what we're doing. Hey, real quick, JP, you said something a minute ago. What you got?
Yeah, I dropped the link for Clean Up Alabama and the comments on our live stream. So if you're watching on our live stream on YouTube or Facebook, it should be in the comments on there. Y'all go check it out.
Outstanding. You do amazing things.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let me go back to the phones real quick. Amy Minton is from Rainbow City. She is on the state library board, and she is also, by the way, now a candidate for State Senate District 10. So this is my old district, and I am somewhat biased in the fact that I want somebody really solid and conservative in there. Amy Minton, are you that person?
I am, and I have thoroughly enjoyed going out meeting so many wonderful people in Etowah, Cherokee, and Southern DeKalb counties.
Yeah.
And so, just like your lovely Charlene says, there are more of us than there are of them.
That's right.
And there's so many wonderful people that I have been thrilled to go out and meet.
Well, I think, campaigning is hard, but campaigning is also a lot of fun because, like you said, I can remember, like, you and I were talking the other day. You were going over to, I think, the Glencoe football game, and I used to stand outside the ticket line and just work the line, and I'd see 150 people in 30 minutes. So how's it going? I mean, you've got 2.5 to 3 counties there to campaign in. How do you feel about things?
Oh, I feel wonderful. Like I said, so many wonderful people. And the reason I'm running, I will say I've been married for 35 years to my husband, Dr. Maury Minton. He's a medical doctor, but he was also a U.S. Marine. And you know, once they say, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Super
so
fine.
We have lived a veteran and military life. And so I understand and I support veterans. The guys I'm running against have not been in the military. And so I think that is one thing I do bring to the table is that I have an understanding of military and the military family. I've raised two children. One benefit of being older is you've learned a lot of life experiences. And I believe firmly in servant leadership. And I've helped my husband get through medical school, through the Marine Corps, and raised two children and helped them. My daughter's a radiologist at Mayo Hospital. My son is an aerospace engineer with the Golden Dome. And so those are examples, I believe, of servant leadership where I've helped them to reach their potential. And that's what I want to do for everybody in this district. I want to work for you. I want to work for our mayors, for our city council, our county commissioners. I want everybody in this district to succeed. And that is my belief is servant leadership. I'm not in this to be a politician. I'm in this to help small businesses, farmers, and just everyone that is trying to succeed at life. I want to find ways I can help the individual citizen in this district.
Well, and let me ask you, I got to say, you got a major endorsement the other day because ALFA, which is the Alabama Farmers Association, they have endorsed you, which is a big deal because that only happens. They don't endorse from Montgomery. They endorse based upon local leadership in the Farmers Federation actually saying this is who we want. So you got the ALFA endorsement, am I right?
Yes, and I was humbled and honored to receive the ALFA endorsement. And, I mean, if you can't stand for farmers, that you know, there is something wrong because they are the salt of our earth. And so many things that haven't been done, for example, the SNAP program. Do you know right now rotisserie chickens, like our poultry farmers, rotisserie chickens are not even approved on the SNAP, whereas you can get, you know, Markita mix on it. Margarita mix on it, but you can't get rotisserie chickens. And so there's so many ways that I can help, I believe, help our farmers, help them with the problems with deer running all over their land, eating their corn, help them with fertilizer and just many things, many issues from row croppers to poultry farmers to all of our farmers. I'm eager to stand for them in any way I can.
Well, we got about 10 seconds here. If you've got a website or something you want people to go find out more about you, where would it be?
Yes, it is Amy Minton for AlabamaSenate.com.
Is that with a number four or is it F-O-R four?
F-O-R.
Okay.
Amy Minton for AlabamaSenate.com.
All right.
And just know I will always stand for private property owners like the Indian Mountain ATV Park. I will always stand for small business and just for the average individual person to have less regulation, less government, and less taxes.
All right, my friend, got to go there. The break's upon us, but you take care. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. See ya. That's Amy Minton running for Alabama State Senate, but she's also on the library board. If you want to click on that link and do what she said, sort of get your input in there, please do that. You go to cleanupalabama.org. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.